Page 129. Living with Tigers.
About me. I am 20 years old. I was born in Manchester. I am studying to be a vet in Glasgow. Likes: animals, funny movies and sushi. Dislikes: cell phones, answering machines, circuses. Latest post: August 10th, 2007. It's me. I'm back. I've just spent a week as a volunteer at the Tiger Temple in Thailand, a 2-hour drive from Bangkok. It was the most amazing week of my life. For those of you who don't know, the Tiger Temple is an animal refuge. Originally, it was only a Buddhist monastery. But in 1999, someone brought the monks a sick tiger cub. Then the local people began bringing more tigers and other wild animals to the monastery. At the moment, the monks take care of about 18 tigers, as well as monkeys, peacocks and deer. The Tiger Temple is like no other place on earth. Wild animals and people live together. The monks feed the tigers cat food and cook chicken, so the tigers have never killed an animal or tasted blood. But the tigers do have teeth and claws. Therefore, they spend most of their time in cages. My days at the temple were very busy. I was up at 6 in the morning, feeding the tigers and cleaning their cages. At 8, we took the tiger cubs with us to the dining hall, where we ate breakfast. One of the cubs would always try to climb onto the table while I was eating. After breakfast, we fed the big tigers. At 12:30, we took the tigers to the canyon, where they lay in the sun or swam in the river. Visiting time at the monastery begins at 1 p.m. Tourists from all over the world come to see and play with the tigers. The Thai workers cannot speak English, so the volunteers' most important job is explaining the rules to the tourists. With any wild animal, rules are very important. Although the tigers are peaceful, they can be dangerous. Therefore, the most important rule at the monastery is never turn your back on a tiger. The tourists are also told not to talk loudly. Visiting hours end at 4:30 p.m. Before they leave, the tourists can watch the tigers being fed. When the tourists leave, the tigers are returned to their cages. As a volunteer, I got a chance to be close to these magnificent animals. I can't describe what it's like to touch the soft fur of a cub, or what it feels like when a great big animal puts its head on your lap. The only word I can think of to describe the experience is incredible. Contact me, martha@marple.org.il. Recent comments.
Barbara: I saw a program about the Tiger Temple on TV and I didn't think it was true. Your blog changed my mind.
Animal: Wow! What an amazing story! Could you tell us how you got in touch with the temple?
Angela: Too good to be true. I don't believe it.
Post a comment.